So, number one on Joel Osteen's list of how to live your best life now, he says this, enlarge your vision. Sorry, my Joel, I'm going to have Eli come up and read these. But it says, enlarge your vision. Believe that God will make you successful. Expect God to do good things for you. Perhaps you're searching for a parking spot in a crowded lot. Osteen sympathizes. Say, Father, I thank you for leading and guiding me. Your favor will cause me to get a good spot. So enlarge your vision. Hey, maybe you could get that good parking spot. You just got to enlarge your vision. Maybe that crazy Houston driver is going to let you over into the left, into the lane that you're trying to cut over into. Anyway, I've been railing on the Houston driving. On our way here, Eli had to almost risk death to try to get over to the left lane when we were driving on the freeway. Anyway, but what does the Bible say we should do? How do we live our best life now? Well, number one on my list would be to develop a prayer life. Develop a prayer life. And what I'm going to give you tonight, it's nothing complicated. I'm not going to have to dig into the deep well. It's just simple stuff. But it's the things that will help you to live your best life now in the flesh by the faith of Christ, in our flesh that we live in now, okay? So develop a prayer life. You know, we get the privilege of praying to God. Nobody else gets that privilege. We get that privilege. And turn to Hebrews 4:16. And then some of these I'll just read to you, but turn to Hebrews 4:16. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So God wants us, He doesn't want us to go, please God. He wants us to say, hey, Lord, I need this. He wants us to be bold, not arrogant, but bold. Why do we get to come to God with boldness? Our prayer should be a bold prayer that we believe is going to be taken. Remember I was telling you about praying against those psychic places? I prayed a fervent, bold prayer. I'm telling you, it wasn't that long before. I think were you there, Scott, when I told you about that? And that place was shut down. You know, I believe that if you know, look, we can have faith. If we have faith, we can move mountains, the Bible says.